On Wednesday, the East Troublesome Fire in Grand and Jackson counties had burned a little more than 19,000 acres and was 10% contained. But high winds and dry fuels overnight blew the blaze to more than 125,000 acres and cut containment by half. Grand Lake has been evacuated. The fire jumped the Continental Divide Thursday, and residents on the west side of Estes Park are evacuating. The park is closed. The towns of Granby and Hot Sulphur Springs are on pre-evacuation notice. Only 10 to 12 miles separate the East Troublesome from the Cameron Peak Fire. Trina Gokachia, Public Information Officer for the Rocky Mountain Area Command Team, told KDNK that there's a good chance the fires could merge.
Now, you would think, well, 10 to 12 miles, that's quite a bit of difference. However, what you need to think about is that we have dry fuels. We have very extreme windy conditions. We have a lot of heat with that fire that's on the ground itself.
She adds that the East Troublesome Fire traveled at a rate of about 6,000 acres per hour on Wednesday night. So 10 to 12 miles is really nothing.
And that's why the fire managers are very focused on taking a look at that. And we are very, very proactive in the decisions that we make, like a proactive evacuation of some of these communities just because of the conditions that we are seeing on the ground these days.
Fire restrictions are in place throughout the state, but they are difficult to enforce. Gokachia says it's up to campers and hunters to act responsibly. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.